You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey Earthlings! I'm Stella Huggins.
And I'm Isla Christensen. We've joined forces to produce a new Wire segment called The World We Know.
We want to look at some big ideas of science and society with a focus on what we as humans will be impacted by and can influence around the world on this little Earth rock that we call home.
So think of it as an open letter, a discussion between two, well, three counting new good pals who just want to know where we fit into this world.
Each segment, we will be joined by experts in their field as they discuss brain chips, recycling as a measure of development, urban spaces, and so much more.
We'll also attempt to do some fact-checking of TikToks so we can stop relying on a viral TikTok psychologist.
Beep, beep, bong. All right, Isla, let me ask you, if you could have music streamed directly into your brain, would you do it?
So I'd be like living in a musical.
Yes.
Sign me up.
Well, Elon Musk's new technology is promising just that and so much more. For those who haven't seen it, there's a viral video going around of a chimp playing Mind Pong. The chimp uses the Neuralink chip to move a cursor on a computer screen without actually moving its body.
And something that keeps standing out to me is they reward him with a banana milkshake for when he does it right. To tell us more about it, we're very excited to have a chat with Dr. Paul Corbulis from the School of Psychology at the University of Auckland to talk about the neuroscience of this technology and what he describes as the topography of the brain being hijacked to predict movement.
One area controls, say, the movement of the arm and hands, and the neighbouring area might control the movement of the upper arm and shoulder, and the neighbouring area to that might control the movement of the trunk, and so there's a sort of a topographical map of the body that's splayed out across the motor cortex. Implant that set of electrodes from the Neuralink, they target the area that's involved in hand and arm control. They can kind of decode the signals from there to move the cursor in the direction the monkey's thinking about moving it in.
So the technology is working in a lab context, but is it sustainable for everyday human functioning?
Elon Musk has actually tweeted that later versions of this will be able to make paraplegics walk again by shunting signals from the chip in the brain to sensors in other parts of the body.
Dr. Corbulis was hopeful about the future of this cyborg technology.
I think it's a possibility. I also think it's a technical challenge that is some way off being solved. Technically, that the concerns are more around safety and consent and ethics, and neurosurgery is not something to be taken lightly.
Absolutely, and I think it raises a further question, almost what you're saying is, just because you can, should we? And in terms of ethical, in terms of the ethical implications, is this something, because it's a fantastic technology, we should go ahead and do it, or what should we really be considering? What could this actually lead to?
Think about doing it for just kind of cognitive enhancement or you know, making it easier to tune into BFM or whatever. I'm not sure about that.
In terms of our show, we would love people to tune in, but as well, yeah, people have been talking online. Could you have you wouldn't need headphones anymore. Could there be music? And in fact, going as far as to say that perhaps you could replay your dreams. On that one, we really want to bring up and ask you, so in terms of the brain structure in charge of memories and perceptual awareness, is it possible that you could somehow replay these dreams in your head?
I think that would be a long way away.
So there you have it. It's not feasible to replay the sweet, sweet summer of 2016.
What are you trying to replay?
It was a good time, all right? So if this technology sounds kind of familiar, it's because it is. Things like cochlear implants have been in use for a long time now, so we asked Paul about Elon's ability to bring the conversation to the public domain and making the technology more common.
In Elon's public presentation, detailing the procedure, accompanied by his doctor, dressed in all medical scrubs.
Just to really make it clear that it's a doctor.
He was the doctor. So is it all for show? It's very promising technology, but Paul talks about the theatrics of repackaging already existing technology in a new, exciting way.
There's an element of, I read somewhere not so long ago, that there's an element of theatre about the whole thing, that perhaps the thing that Elon Musk and Neuralink have done more than anything else is to raise awareness in the public domain that this kind of stuff can and is happening.
We think so too. And public debate over scientific issues is very necessary to get technologies right for the average citizen.
And there really hasn't been a whole lot of debate about what are the ethical limits, what are the technological and scientific questions. Now, those debates are happening in the scientific community for sure, but it'd be good to bring it to public awareness and to think more broadly about real new frontier in human neuroscience.
So there's so much to think about. AI, tiny computers in the brain, the potential to be rickrolled in your own mind.
It's a very valid concern. And with all the potential, of course, there are concerns. Let's just revisit Elon Musk in 2018 on the Joe Rogan podcast.
The thing that's going to be tricky here is that it's going to be very tempting to use AI as a weapon.
Yikes. All right, that's enough for us this week, Earthlings.
Thanks again to Dr. Paul Corbulis for chatting with us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.